Canadian police say they've uncovered an Al-Qaeda-linked plot to attack a passenger train. Two men have been arrested, accused of planning to blow up a rail line in the Greater Toronto area. Reuters wire agency reports US officials are saying the line between Toronto and New York was the target. The announcement came as US authorities laid charges against the sole surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing, Jahar Zanayev, who's in hospital, is unable to speak because of his wounds, but he's said to be communicating with investigators who are desperate to know whether he and his brother acted alone. Canadian police investigating the rail bomb plot say the men they arrested overnight had the capacity and intent to carry out the attack. Brendan Trembath reports from the ABC's North America Bureau.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested two men and charged them with terrorism offences. Assistant Commissioner James Malizia says it follows a complex criminal investigation.
The RCMP is alleging that Shahab Ezzagayer and Raid Jasser were conspiring to carry out an Al-Qaeda-supported attack against a VIA passenger train.
It could have been catastrophic.
Had this plot been carried out, it would have resulted in innocent people being killed or seriously injured. At all times during the investigation, initiated in August 2012, our primary focus was the safety and protection of the public.
The senior Mountie says the plot was uncovered at an early stage.
I want to reassure our citizens that while the RCMP believed the accused had the capacity and intent to carry out these criminal acts, there was no imminent threat. The RCMP-led integrated national security enforcement teams, with the close collaboration of the FBI, successfully interdicted this threat early and effectively.
The plot has been revealed a week after the Boston Marathon bombings, though authorities say there is no connection. In Boston, the city observed a minute's silence to honour the victims. Bells rang out across the state. A few hours earlier, a single bell tolled for the Boston bombing victim, Crystal Campbell. She was one of three people killed at the Boston Marathon a week ago. Federal prosecutors have charged the sole surviving suspect, 19-year-old Jahar Zanayev, in his hospital bed. The US reports say he's been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction against people and property. The White House spokesman Jay Carty says US President Barack Obama has been and will continue to be updated regularly on the investigation and relevant matters.
We need to know everything we can about why this happened, what the motivation was, how it happened, and that all of those issues are under investigation.
Jahar Zanayev is an ethnic Chechen who became a US citizen last year. His path to citizenship has been raised in Washington at a Senate judiciary hearing on immigration reform. Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, is one of several senators calling for tighter immigration controls.
And if Boston tells us anything, we need to be aware of who's living among us, whether they're native-born or come in on a visa and become a citizen. Well, we can be threatened by our own people.
Senator Graham has said that the sole surviving Boston Marathon suspect should be held as an enemy combatant. The White House spokesman Jay Carney has ruled that out.
He will not be treated as an enemy combatant. We will prosecute this terrorist through our civilian system of justice. Under U.S. law, United States citizens cannot be tried in military commissions.
He says since the terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001, the United States has used the federal court system to convict and incarcerate hundreds of terrorists. They include the Times Square bomber and the so-called underwear bomber, who on a Detroit-bound plane tried to set off explosives hidden in his pants. This is Brendan Trembath for AM.